Is it clear that calling for the end of coerced work brings us all together, provokes deep thought about the world we live in? Is it clear that that's the tactic that must, not tactic, that's the vision, that's the goal, that's everything, that's us that must be embraced to deal with these agents? Not just because they can't say that, they can't effectively hide among us, they cannot say that, they cannot join that. And if they tried to do that and then provoked violence, it would simultaneously provoke deep thinking. Because every single one of us who are not among the ranks of power and their minions wants our time back. And the mere suggestion of it as a possibility provokes deep thought, deep reflection. That's why there's such intense suppression of that very thought. Is it really possible for me to have my time back? I get it, there's enormous wealth. I get it, it's been aggregated in the few hands. But if it were shared fairly, would it really mean leisure? Self-determination of the energy we possess? We decide what to do with it? We follow our heart's guidance? Is that possible? All of these thoughts, suppressed at such an early age, we've forgotten we had them, are within every single one of us. Sound that bell. Play that note. And just as George Eliot said, we will respond in low, soft unison.